Carmen.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and Merry Christmas to all of you listening. We're just a few short days away from the great event, and we want you to be careful today. I know there's stormy weather across most of the country. Be careful, especially if you're in the snow and ice areas. Central and northern Maine, central northern New Hampshire, Vermont, upper state New York, western Pennsylvania, it's bad in places. So take your time, think before you act, and maybe just staying home till later on in the day when things settle will be the answer. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's first this hour?
First up, we've got Helen from Michigan with a comment about the reeds. Hi, Mom.
Helen, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Well, good morning, Paul, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
I just wanted to say that the wreath is absolutely gorgeous. I got it from Tom. I'm Tom's mother. He said, I guess he ordered that for me, and it's just gorgeous. So I wanted to call and thank him and thank you.
Well, we want to thank you. Tom is a good young man. He's very helpful. He's doing a great job. You should be proud of him
because he's
getting better and better every year, I'll tell you.
Sometimes they take a little longer to mature, but they work. He's doing well, so I appreciate that comment, Paul. And I just called to say that the wreath is gorgeous. It's hanging on my front door and looks very festive. And I thank you and Tom and wish you a very Merry Christmas.
And a Merry Christmas to you. And thank you for calling in. We appreciate the compliments, and we will share it with my two boys and my wife that help us to put it together.
Well, it's one of the thickest, most wonderful wreaths I've ever seen, so I can vouch for them. You take care then, Paul. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Helen. We appreciate you calling, and your son is doing a good job for me. He's the best.
Oh, thank you, Paul.
Merry Christmas. Tom, who's up next? Now that we've talked to your mom, she sounds just wonderful. You're lucky to have a good mother like
she's
that.
She's quite joyous. Next up, we've got John from South Carolina with a question about camellias.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
And how we make first gardenias bloom indoors, the ones that the local store have few, if any, blooms on them or buds. And the second thing is how we care for camellias in containers in the South.
Okay. For your gardenias, a couple of things I want you to be aware of. Your gardenias should show signs of bud formation on the tips of every single branch. Now, don't buy a camellia that's got 10 flowers in bloom. I would rather one or two flowers in bloom and lots of buds. Now, when you bring that gardenia home, I want you to look at the pot. If the sides of the pot are straight up and down, that's going to tell you that that gardenia came directly from the grower in Florida, has not been repotted, and if you can repot it, it is going to be so much easier for you to take care of. Because what they do is they grow them in a bench that the bench is flooded. It takes up the moisture that it wants, then they drain. And it's artificial soil that has a tendency to shrink as it dries out. So if it's in a 6-inch pot, knock it right out of the pot today if you've got the time. Repot it into an 8-inch pot. Plastic or clay, it doesn't matter. Use real potting soil. Pack it in nice and tight. And then give it a good drink. And you're going to see that your plants are going to do a lot better. Now, gardenias have one main problem. And that is hot air. So that if you have force hot air heat, keep them away from the vent. Keep them away from a wood stove or a pellet stove. So if the pellet stove is in a room, don't put the gardenia there because the air is very dry. And what I want you to do is to get a mister bottle. Spray the foliage and the bud every single morning and every night, and that bud will get bigger and bigger and bigger and bloom like crazy. If your air in the house is hot and it's dry is the key, the bud will grow, and just before it opens, it will drop. So misting the foliage to give it that additional help will really help a great deal. Now, camellias inside for the winter are wonderful. Now, what you want to do with a camellia is keep it in a room that's as cool as possible. The amount of direct or bright light is not the problem, it's temperature. So, if you can keep it in a room where your temperatures are going to be below 65. So if you have an office or a spare bedroom, turn off the heat, put it in front of the window, and that camellia will do wonderful. If you keep it in a room that's 70 degrees or warmer, it will bloom very, very quickly. You won't get to enjoy the flower half as long, and it won't do as well. And again, pull the plant out of the pot if it's in a straight-sided container. And if it is, and you see nothing but a mass of roots, repot it into a container 2 inches larger, give it a good drink. Both camellias with the white flowers, gardenias with the white flowers, or camellias with the hundreds of color variations, like to be fed on a monthly basis, kept moist but not wet. Put them in the saucer, never let them sit in water, and again, cool for camellias. And they will even take a room that's 50 degrees, and they love it. Thank you. We really appreciate that. And that's good question to ask for the holidays. The other thing is, put it outside for the summer and use a fertilizer like Dr. Earth for evergreens or Hollytone for broadleaf evergreens. Use that as a fertilizer when it's outside. Leave it on your deck when the threat of frost is over until until the kids go back to school or even later. The longer you can leave it outside, the more buds it's going to make. And temperature is the key.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too, now. Bye-bye. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Chris from Mass with a question about aloe.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you. Paul, I have an aloe plant that I've had around for several years. It's in southern exposure in the house. It's kind of drying up in spots, but there is some green, some nice green shoots now. Is there any fertilizer I could use or any water? Should I water it at all? How do I rejuvenate it?
Okay. When did you repot it last, Chris?
Oh, God, for years. Maybe three,
years.
4 years.
I would, first of all, repot the plant with a good soil. Go a couple of inches larger. Move it in a full sun window because it's almost like a type of cactus. I want you to feed it on a monthly basis with a liquid or use a product like dynamite for continuous food. And when we come back, I'll give you more information. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life. According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We were talking with Chris about aloe, like aloe vera, and that would make a nice Christmas present. A nice 4-inch potted plant. Can go on a windowsill, and it's a type of sedum, cactus-type family. Does very, very well. In the spring, repot it to a 6-inch pot, and it will start to make all kinds of little babies will develop around the plant. Like Chris was saying, you need to feed it on a regular basis. If it hasn't been repotted, at least every other year, move it up, give it some room for the roots to grow, feed it on a regular basis, and that aloe will start to produce side shoots, little babies, that you can break off. It will have its own roots. You push it in a 4-inch pot filled with soil, and you can start plants like crazy. My wife had a plant, 4-inch. We moved it to a 6. We took maybe 10 babies off, made 10 plants. She gave them away to friends. The following year, we put it in an 8-inch pot, and it went nuts. And we pulled 35 little baby plants off of it, started all kinds of new plants, and it just got bigger and bigger and bigger. But it needs to be repotted on a regular basis, lots of sun, fed regularly. And during the summer, put it outside. Let that sunshine bear down on it. Keep it moist and fed, and it will grow to be something that you can be really, really proud of. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Tom, who's up next? We have open lines. The phone number is 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. We have another half hour left, so give us a call. Now, your Christmas cactus, it should bloom. Sometimes they bloom at Thanksgiving. Sometimes they bloom at Christmas. When they get done blooming, put it someplace where it's cool and you get long evening, so it needs short days, and it should rebloom twice. In the spring, break your longer branches off at a knuckle, dip it in rooting powder, put 3 to 4 cuttings in a 4-inch pot,
5 to 7 cuttings in a 6-inch pot. They root very easy. And then when the growth starts in the spring, pinch the tip off of every single branch, and it will bush out. Okay? Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Andy from Cape Cod with a question about hydrangeas.
Andy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you, Paul. Paul, I have some large hydrangeas around the house that I've never had to take care of before.
Okay.
It's now almost Christmas. I raked and mowed the lawn for the last time yesterday, and I'm looking at the big hydrangeas, and I don't know what to do with them. How should I trim it? Should I cut them right down to the bottom or what?
Okay. Right now, you do nothing to the hydrangea, because if you cut them back at this point and you get some wind, and I mean, some years Cape Cod gets more snow than we do here in Maine. Usually not, but there are times. And if you have a winter that's open and cold and windy, and you prune back those hydrangeas at this time of the year, it won't be able to make a callus. And you'll experience moisture loss at every cut that you made on that plant. So if you want to control the size, wait until April. Wait until the buds begin to swell and you can see where the new growth is coming. And then you can cut it back just above a bud. If you prune it back too hard, you're going to lose flowers, because the blue and the pink ball-shaped hydrangeas make the flower buds on the growth that was made the previous year. So all the new growth that was made this year, if you remove it from your plant, there's a good chance you won't have many flowers during July and August. But some selective pruning to control the size, and then next year, in late August, then you can prune it to control the size. But not now. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Give us a call, talk with Tom, and we'll help you out. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sue from New Hampshire with a question about hibiscus.
Sue, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Hi, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, Sue.
I have actually two questions.
Okay.
Yeah. One, my sister-in-law has this hibiscus, which they brought inside, and she said it has buds on it, it's flowering beautiful, but there's like a white powder near the lower stem, the trunk of it.
Okay.
She didn't
Is
quite
it on,
know what
on,
she
on
do.
The stem itself or on the soil?
No, on the stem.
On the stem itself, okay. Tell her to purchase something called neem, N-E-A-M, oil.
Yeah.
Neem oil will take care of insects and diseases on plants, and it's totally organic and totally natural. It's the juices from the neem plant that comes from India, and it will take care of it. The other thing is, tell her the more sun she can give the plant, the better.
Yeah.
And she wants to fertilize her hibiscus every 2 weeks. They are hungry, and if you don't feed them enough, they won't flower. So get the food on them, put the neem oil on the plant, and she'll be in great shape. And what was the second question?
Should she transplant that hibiscus?
If it hasn't been done in the last year, have her pull the plant out of the pot. And when she looks at the root ball, if it looks like a spider web all around the root ball, then yes, move it to a larger container. Houseplants can be transplanted at any time of the year, and you normally go up 2 inches in the size of your container. Give it a good drink, and she'll be in great shape.
All right, good. So is it like a disease or insects? Or
It's called powdery mildew, and it is a type of fungus. But neem oil is, it's not a product that's going to last like for weeks and weeks and weeks. It actually will only last for hours because it breaks down with the sun and with temperature. Mm-hmm. But in a very short period of time, it will knock it out. She may have to give it a couple of applications depending on how serious the infection is on the plant. But it's the best way to control problems right now.
All right. That sounds good. That sounds good. And my other question, I have a hydrangea. It's a blue hydrangea, and I've had mm-hmm. it for many years. It's huge. I was wondering, is that possible to transplant?
Oh, sure. Now, in March or early April, depending on when the frost gets out. I mean, this has been such a crazy winter so far across the whole country. As soon as the frost is out of the ground, tie it up so it's easier to handle. Dig the plant. They transplant wicked easy. The root system is very thick. And how big is the plant, would you say?
Oh, it's at least 5 feet by probably 5 feet.
Okay. Then you're going to need a root ball 2 feet wide and 2 feet deep. So you're going to tie them up, dig a trench like a donut. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And try and dig the plant after we've had some good rain so that the soil will stick together. If we're not getting the rain, then bring a couple buckets of water, pour it around the base of the plant slowly so that it can saturate the soil and the dirt ball will hold together. So you dig a trench like a donut. You can buy burlap at a feed and grain store or a nursery. Wrap the root ball with the burlap. And then where the burlap overlaps, take some nails and weave the nails between the two pieces of burlap, and that will hold it together. And then it's going to be heavy. So what you do, and I did this with a rhododendron. My neighbors were amazed.
Mm-hmm.
I dug a rhododendron with a 4 foot by 4 foot root ball.
Wow.
It was a big, it was 7 foot tall, 7 foot wide. And what I did is I rolled the root ball out of the hole onto a plastic tarp. And then I just pulled on the tarp, and it slid right across the yard to the new garden where I transplanted it. And that way you're not killing yourself to try and pick it up. And it's going to make things much easier for you. And then when you replant it, add some compost, animal manure, and plant it at the same level. So the top of the root ball is going to be level with the ground. And water it in well. Put some bark mulch around it. And you're ready to go.
Very good. Sounds good. Thank you
okay.
very much.
Thank you. And you have a great Christmas season.
You too. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye now. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We're here to help you. We do have some open lines. So call now. Talk with Tom, and we'll get you set up. And remember, those of you that want to do a consultation, because of the time factor, We can't get everything to you, but call me after 10. We'll get it set up, and I will call the recipient on Christmas morning and tell them of their surprise. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got George from New York with a question about blueberries.
George, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and Merry Christmas to you and your family. How can we help you with your blueberries?
Well, what's the best way to maintain them in the wintertime? They're outdoors right now in a big bucket, so.
They're in pots right now, right?
Pots, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The thing that you need to do is to get them away from the drip line of your house so that the pots themselves don't fill full of water.
Uh-huh.
And what I've done with potted blueberries and other potted plants like that, Alberta spruce and yews, is I put them either up against a fence or up against the house, but underneath the drip line, away from it, and on the north side of the house. That way there's no sun that will warm the container during the day, and then it freezes at night. Because if that happens over and over and over, then during the day, the roots relax. At night, the ground freezes, and they stretch. And then they relax, and they stretch. And eventually, the little tiny roots that do all the work, they snap off. So, up against a stockade fence, sheltered from the wind, and away from the sun. Or, if you've got some landscaping in the back of your house, put them between the shrubbery as long as the water coming off your roof doesn't pour into the container, and they'll do very, very well. And then in the spring, you can either plant them directly in the ground, or if you're going to keep them in a container, make sure that you transplant them every 2 to 3 years to increase the size of your container.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good to me.
Okay. Thank you. And if you need more help, you know, call us back when spring arrives. We'll have stories in the newsletter. So go to my website, paulparent.com. Click on newsletter. Sign up for it. And you'll receive a newsletter every single week. And this week it's coming out on Tuesday. We have a list of great hanging plants that would make a good present. We have directions on how to grow a gardenia and a lot more. And during the winter, we'll have all kinds of information for you. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. And if you need some help, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We have the Garden Journal on sale for another couple of days. It's $25 instead of $30. So give us a call after 10. We'll send it out. It'll save you $5. And believe me, this is a great journal. It lasts for 3 years. Holds a ton of information, and it will make a great garden gift. And I'll even autograph it for you. And if you're thinking of traveling with us in August to go to France, it's going to be incredible. Can you imagine being on the beaches of Normandy? 70th anniversary. We're going to spend a lot of time there. And we're looking to make a living wreath when we get to France that we can bring to the cemetery. And we also want to encourage everybody that's coming to bring a flag that we can put in the cemetery or on the beach for our troops that lost their lives. Monet's garden is going to be in full color. The truffle farm, great information, great tasting. the vineyard with this incredible wine, and you can even ship some of it home. You'll get to taste it. And olives, how to grow olives. It's amazing. You'll have time in Paris for sightseeing, towns like Avignon. You'll love, and a lot more. And if you call, you can probably get something in time to put under the Christmas tree. All you need to do is to go to the website, paulparent.com, click on Trip to France, and you can print it out. Talk with Church Travel, and you can join us on this very, very unique trip that we have planned for August. My dad was in England during the invasion that changed the course of the war. Fortunately, he was able to stay safe, and one of his jobs was to make sure that everything ran smoothly, like a lot of GIs that were serving behind the lines to get everything ready for the invasion. But it's incredible. I can't wait. I'm almost nervous to think that I'll be able to walk on that beach in Normandy as we celebrate 70 years. And then pick up my wife in Paris and have dinner in a fancy restaurant. Join us. I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us.
cause. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tom, let's take that last caller. Who do we have up that needs a little bit of help with their garden this morning?
Next up, we've got Ninsa from Cape Cod with a question about hibiscus.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Merry Christmas. How can we help you today?
Merry Christmas. Thank you. Okay. So I had dug out a number of yuccas around my yard, and I thought I eliminated all the roots. I dug down deep, and they keep on coming back.
Yep.
I'm almost digging out new plants almost every week.
Yeah, yuccas are...
Anything I can do to just eliminate the roots.
The only product that will kill the yucca, and in some gardens they stay confined to their immediate area, and in some areas they run like crazy. And the other thing is, if they flower, as soon as the flower goes by, they'll make seed, so you've got to cut off the flower stem and dispose of it. Otherwise, it will explode the seed pod, sending seeds every place and making the problem even worse. Now, the only way that you're going to get rid of it is I want you to buy a product called Clean Up. K-L-E-E-N-U-P. It's made by Bonide. It's 40% active ingredients, making it twice as strong as Roundup. And what you're going to do is this. You're going to take a yardstick, tape a 2-inch paintbrush to one end of the paintbrush, mix up the cleanup according to directions, and then dip the paintbrush into the mixture and paint the foliage of the yucca with the cleanup. Now, the reason I want you to do it that way is if it's coming up in your lawn and you use a sprayer, you're going to kill the grass.
Yes.
And then you're going to have all these dead spots all over your lawn, like a whole bunch of dogs came through and peed on your grass. But if you use a paintbrush on a yardstick, then you can dip the brush in a container with the product, paint it directly on the foliage. It won't hurt the grass, and it will kill the yucca. And what I've done, because it is so strong of a plant, is I'll mix it at half the recommended rate. So if it says, let's say, 2 ounces to a gallon, put 2 ounces in a half a gallon, and then go back about 10 days, 14 days later, and do it a second time. It will be absorbed, it'll get down to the roots, and it will kill it. It will take you a whole year to get rid of it. So don't dig up any plant. Any new shoots that come up, paint them. And keep spot treating them all year long, and the plant will go away finally.
Okay, so I'm not going to pull them at all. I'm going to just keep on painting them until they die back.
Right, because the reason is, if you pull it out, and it has an underground stem, where that stem snaps off underground,
yes,
two new shoots will form, and now you get two new plants to deal with. So you've got to get the weed killer into the root system. And by painting the foliage with the cleanup every couple of weeks, you'll eventually, over the course of a year, get rid of it once and for all.
Now, one area that I have, I've actually planted plants where the yuccas were.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is when the plants come up, I dig around and I pull out the yucca plant. So I should maybe, should I move those plants until year goes by and I can get rid of the yuccas?
No, I mean, I wouldn't touch anything. I'd let the yucca come up, paint it with the cleanup, and that way the plants that are there will continue to grow, continue to mature. The yucca will absorb the cleanup. It will take it down the roots, and it will kill the plant. So don't dig up. Don't move. Just paint the foliage with cleanup. Same thing with Japanese bamboo, and it will solve your problem. I wish you all a Merry Christmas, and my family and I thank you for your support and for the love that you've shared with us all year long. Merry Christmas to all of you.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.